This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guardians put out a statement yesterday. A lot of people are upset with this. An update regarding Guards Fest moving forward from the Guardians says, quote, "The Cleveland Guardians today announced Guards Fest will move to a tri-annual event with the next targeted fan fest occurring following the 2026 season. After conducting fan outreach from the past several events, shifting to every 3 years allows us to ensure the best experience and events for all fans." I have a way I took that, but I want to see if you agree with me.
Well, I just assumed it was losing a lot of money. Like, they would definitely not pivot from something that makes them a lot of money. There's no chance. So has the attendance gone down? Has the event gotten worse, causing the attendance to go down?
I don't think the event has got... How could the event get worse? I would imagine it's some of the same stuff every year. But if it's... I would imagine the attendance has gone down. That's why. Like, that to me, when they write, after conducting fan outreach, are they just looking at attendance numbers?
Yeah, like the outreach, people said there have been surveys. Well, I imagine the surveys are, yeah, we love this event. But if the actual people with their wallets aren't really matching that, then...
Yeah, what's the fan outreach part of it?
It stands to reason. Oh, I thought they did a bunch of surveys over the years.
Wait a minute. So who are they... Who are they surveying?
They're season ticket holders.
And people that buy tickets out of the box office. I get surveys from them all the time.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, all the Guardians fans talk about the surveys they fill out. You acted like...
I thought they were just season ticket holders who would get surveys.
No, they ask, like, hey, concessions, do you go? Do you spend? Mm. What are you looking for? Sometimes they do ask, like, have you attended Guards Fest? And I'll say no, and they say why? And I say because I'm busy.
Well, then I don't agree with the research then. Because if they were to go to their season, to me, Guards Fest is for the Guardians fan, the person who really likes the Guardians. And that would be your season ticket holders. Well, clearly, as I'm seeing here on their, just the reactions on social media and in the news and everything, the season ticket holders are very upset about this.
And those are the ones upset. That probably have been going.
But if you just sent something to Ken Carmen in Elyria, Ohio, that goes to three Guardians games a year and goes, hey, here's a survey. Did you go to Guardians Fest? No. Well, with the uptick in attendance that they had last year, I'd be willing to say the vast majority of those people who are not season ticket holders probably didn't go to Guardians Fest. Is that a reason to cancel Guardians Fest?
Yeah, so I got to admit, I'm flying blind here. I've never been to this. We always hear from people every year that this is their one real connection to the team, right? Their ability to meet players, meet the people behind the scenes, like all that stuff is supposed to be very cool for them and their families, their kids. So it stands to reason that the only reason that they would move on from something like this, especially if fans really enjoyed it, was that fans stopped going to it. And now that's a whole nother can of worms. Why would that be?
I would imagine, though, like, I don't know the attendance numbers. I got to see the attendance numbers. But any defense of this, like, what am I supposed to do? Do you want me to bring in somebody from the Guardians here? Because that's not going to be good. Because when you write after conducting fan outreach, because it reads right there as if you're saying, yeah, you guys didn't want to come, and so we're going to make it a triannual event. Because if we have it every 3 years, then we'll really get the attendance that we want. Because then there will be a thirst to go see them.
But, you know, what's so interesting here is I feel like the Guardians, given the season they just had, they've been good almost every single year. They've always been in and around the playoff hunt, and the local TV ratings have skyrocketed. Their attendance last year skyrocketed. So the enjoyment in the team is right back up to some of the better levels we've had, you know, dating back to the 90s. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here with this event.
That's why I think this year you have to eat the cost. I think you have. I don't know what the cost of it is, but you have to do it. You had to do it this year. This is terrible, terrible, terrible timing for this to come out. The fever for this team. You mean you look at the landscape of Cleveland sports right now. People are as down on the Browns as I've seen them since the 2016-2017 season right now. After the magic of last year, they are as down and cynical about them as they've been since this show first started, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs, I mean, good God almighty, we're giving away tickets at 8:45. People are loving. They put on a great show. I told you, how many people do we know who have bought ticket packages of some sort, whether it be for four games, whether it be for the rest of the season? And then you have the Guardians here. Great season, ALCS, first time in 8 years. A lot of goodwill. Steven Vogt, we're canceling Guards Fest this year.
Right.
That's not good, man.
You would think
that's a bad decision.
The opportunity to really pounce on...
That's a bad decision.
You know, not only an audience, not only a captive audience, but one that seems very excited about the future of the ball club. And you just had the big news about Shane Bieber coming back, that you signed him to a deal like this. There is a lot of excitement here.
Could you have got Shane to come back and sign autographs and done one of the talks and things like that over at the Guardians Fest?
Yeah, well, I imagine they were
Right? Well, they've usually had, like, sit-down sessions and somebody hosts
like
it. They tell old stories. I mean, it's almost like a Comic-Con, but for baseball.
So that just leads me to believe they take a bath on this every year and they weren't willing to take a bath anymore, especially losing the local TV money the way they did, which is a huge blow, which we don't want to talk about every day because it's just depressing. But them and 25 other teams are
Well, it's not free. It was $15 bucks to get in. You know how much it costs to get a district ticket? $15.
Right. Yeah.
If I'm choosing between the two tickets, I'm going to the game.
Though you get all the access to this.
Some of the access, the personal access is extra.
I mean, you just said the quiet part out loud. We knew they were going to take a bit of a bath this year because of the TV rights. We've been talking about it. I mean, again, you saw the writing on the wall last year when we opened up against the Twins in the first week of the season. And Tom Hamilton saying, like, they took $30 million off their payroll. This is not a sellout on opening day. And the people were upset up in Minnesota. Now, that was a team that was a competitive team 2 years ago, and they took the haircut, and it was a big haircut, and the fans were upset. You could see tough times a-coming, hard times, Daddy. You could see that happening, but... There's certain things that you... Okay, charge them $20 a ticket to come in. There's certain things I still think you have to do. Like, I know the economics of baseball. They just signed a guy to $765 million. We're never signing a guy. You can make it 30 years for...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
$765 million. We're never signing a guy into that. I understand that, and I think every Guardians fan out there who's realistic about this, who wants to go to this event, they understand that. They're willing to do things to give you a little bit of leeway there. They're baseball fans. They love the Guardians. They love the team. If you charge them more, you charge them more. Are you telling me the season ticket holders wouldn't pay $25 a ticket to go to this?
Yeah, well, I wonder if the season ticket holders...
Were they getting it for free? Maybe that's part of it. I didn't know.
That's what I wondered, too.
Do you bake that price in then?
Was this part of the value of their season ticket package? I don't know. I'd have to hear from people that committed to this event every year that were excited to go to it, because I saw the outrage yesterday on social media, and I'm trying to connect the dots here. I'm just like, well, they must be losing a ton of money on this, because you would think they would even be willing to take, you know, breaking even on something like this if it meant that kind of outreach to your fans that builds, you know, especially with all the young people. Oh, and you've been to this, right? Don't they cater to the young fans, the families,
been for
the kids?
I haven't been for a few years, but yeah,
this is silly.
It's they do have things for the kids, yeah.
Yes, they should, because baseball is, above all the other sports, still a sport for children in so many ways. And what you do here is, like, this is why I get so angry and uptight about them having how many open training camp days over at the Browns. Like, you have to have some things that aren't, and Lima was right to do it, and I think I was right to do it. Like, hey, you got to keep pressure on them to keep something that's a cheap, viable option for the fans to go to. Now, I know the Browns don't charge for anybody to go to camp. This is supposed to be a $15 ticket. All right, not everything. You can't make everything a premium event for certain people. So if you open this up again, this is going to be the first thing. If you do not go out there and have a good season this year, it'll be the first thing people bring up. Or one of the, and I'm not talking about the regular fan. Regular fans will forget about this. Regular Cleveland sports fans who are focused on the Browns and their mess up and Ohio State and whether or not they're going to be a good football team. Just people who are general sports fans listening to this. This ain't the first things. But your season ticket holder who gets mad at you because you're a Major League Baseball team, you can turn in an 80-82 season. And considering from last year, that would be a disappointment. That's the first thing they bring up. Like, what am I getting for this? I went in. You're supposed to be a better team. We made the ALCS. Don't tell me you didn't get revenue from the ALCS. Don't tell me you didn't get revenue from the postseason. You didn't pay for some of the players that I wanted. All right, I was willing to follow you because I love a big baseball. I'm a big baseball fan, and I love this team. But then you're canceling Guards Fest. Or, excuse me, you're making it an every three-year situation. All right, maybe I'll talk to you in 2026. I don't think it's the right decision. I think it's short-sighted. This is supposed to be something for the fans. And to take something like that away is not the right decision to make.
Yeah, well, you wonder if they'll cave to public pressure.
I sure as hell hope so.
But then again,
I hope they go, you know what, we did more fan outreach. We found out how angry you guys are. So coming up on January, whatever, we'll have a Guards Fest somewhere, somehow.
But then again, is there a chance that just this thing had cratered in popularity? That the attendance had taken such a substantial dip?
I can't believe it would take that big of a dip. The news was there every year. I didn't hear that the attendance was that bad. I never asked. I just assumed that. I didn't think the attendance would be as big as it was a few years. Like, when you have Jose Ramirez or you don't have Jose Ramirez, well, there's going to be a change in attendance. If they know they're going to see Jose Ramirez, a lot of people are going to come. If they don't, there's going to be less people. But this is for, to me, this was always a thing for the most ardent fan. You have to have a cheap option for the people who are season ticket holders, or honestly, the people who are, they are baseball first fans, they're big baseball fans, but they only get to go to one or two games a year. Because no matter what I say about, well, you know, they got cheap concessions now and you can get this ticket. You know what, $49 a month just isn't in the cards for them. The ticket prices, they don't drink beer, they don't want to buy concessions, and I could sit there and I could tell you about all the things that you're allowed to bring into the ballpark, and they're just not going to hear it. They're not going to hear it. Maybe they're older. Maybe they're on fixed income. Maybe it is. And this is something that gets them out there in the wintertime. To be with your baseball team, to be with your club. I mean, this is an opportunity to grab more foothold. I told you this 2 weeks ago. We're watching a team right now in the Browns. We're a football region. I watch the Guardians do well. I watch the Cavs do well. We might always be a football region, but right now, you've made this tremendous investment on this player and on this football team that has not come up well for you. For the other teams, and I don't think I'm being silly here, for the other teams, it's like, this is a chance to grab a new generation. This is a chance for you to grab a foothold in there, where it's like, hey, man, I'm not saying to never be a Browns fan again. I'm saying that I would like to play a bigger part in your life as the baseball team in town, as the basketball team in town, to do what's necessary to cultivate that relationship so the 12-year-old is Guardians first when he becomes a taxpayer, when he becomes a homeowner, hopefully, and when he becomes a person that takes his kids to sporting events when he has the disposable income. That's what you're trying to aim for. You got to play the long game here. And to make it an every 3-year situation, I'm sure they have all the economics in the world that tell me that I'm wrong. I respectfully disagree. There's certain things that you have to do to put out for your fans. And I think that this is one of them. An off-season event. It's cold outside. Owen, if you disagree or agree, I think you agree. It's cold outside. We're getting ready for winter. We're sick of winter. We're trying to look forward to spring. All of a sudden, I got Guardians players here. I'm thinking about baseball again. It's a great way to do it. Charles and Chardon, real quick, go.
Hey, you're spot on right about the Guards Fest. But I'm more upset about him not re-signing Alex Cobb and Matthew Boyd.
I would be more upset about Matthew Boyd. I'm not really as upset about Alex Cobb. I don't. Again, if he just refuses to dip his hand in pickle juice like Nolan Ryan did, then I can't say anything for him about his blisters. I didn't honestly, Charles. I've just accepted it that they weren't going to be able to re-sign those guys, and that's why. And I think a lot of people did, and so this is why I'm a little bit more upset about Guards Fest, because it's like I knew you weren't going to be able to sign players. We're talking millions of dollars, but an event for your fans that are going to be with you through the thick and thin. And even though it's thick on the field, I know it's got to be thin in the bank account. That just doesn't sit well.
Okay, have a good one. Thanks.
You too, Charles. Thank you very much for the call.